Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The media is completely obsessed with the fact that there is another court case that deals with Donald Trump. Yes, they want you to obsess over the one in New York where they're hoping that Donald Trump is somehow going to be sent to jail because of this gag order. And I'm going to deal with that in a moment. But there's a bigger and much more important case that's happening right now at the Supreme Court. Now, the U.S. Supreme Court justices in the Trump case clearly seem to be leaning towards some level of presidential immunity. That is not what the media was wanting you to hear. In fact, it was very clear on MSNBC in the hours leading up to this case starting and the oral arguments that were going to take place. They want you to believe that Donald Trump was trying to use presidential immunity in essence to like murder people. I'm not kidding. They're like, well, does he have immunity if he walks up and just starts killing his political opponents or starts shooting people? Right. That's the extreme that they go to. Now, there's also another perspective on this, and it is the fact that it's taken this long to deal with presidential immunity case. And it wasn't done on purpose. So there could be a political warfare aspect of this that would drag on forever. We're going to talk about that in a moment because I do believe that's a large part of this. Now, let me go back to what I was saying a moment ago about MSNBC. MSNBC in the hours leading up, and NBC News and all the others really were doing the same thing. They were basically telling you that this is an evil president who tried to overthrow an election, right? They're using their same talking points they've been using. And therefore, he doesn't deserve presidential immunity. Listen to this. And this was just right before the Supreme Court got started in their oral arguments over this presidential immunity case. Listen.
It cannot be the case that a president of the United States can attempt to overturn an election and seize power, and that our justice system is incapable of holding a trial, of holding him to account before the next election. That cannot be the case.
By the way, that's Liz Cheney, right, who is a useful idiot of the left, who was one of those with the January 6th, right, that was trying to you know, get rid of Donald Trump and to literally make it where he was never able to run for president again. So that's who you're hearing talking there. And you notice that what she's saying is actually the complete opposite of what I was saying. She's actually saying, we have to live in a world where we hold this guy accountable and he didn't even have the chance to run, right? Interesting how she's using basically my same argument, but on the complete opposite side of it, because she wants Donald Trump not to even be able to run for office. She wasn't done. Keep listening.
Taking action that will result in further delay in preventing the American people from seeing that evidence in open court is itself suppression of the evidence, that the American people have a right to see that evidence, and the court ought to recognize that.
And the court ought to recognize that. So what she's saying is Donald Trump should have already been disqualified from being able to run for president. Okay? Like, that's it very clearly. Now, there's also some of the oral arguments that I want to give you, and this is Donald Trump's lawyer, John Sauer, who is having a conversation with Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, also known as KBJ, about the importance, in essence, of the president having this ability to have this presidential immunity. And you can see how political it is. Now, Justice Jackson is hardcore liberal. We all know that. And from these oral arguments, I think what you can tell is she's wanting to make a liberal stand here because I think she knows that the court is going to make it very clear that, yes, a president of the United States of America has to have some significant level of presidential immunity. Now, I'm going to play this for you in just a second. But first, let me tell you about our friends over at Patriot Mobile. If you're like me and you are just sick and tired of giving your money to woke companies that are fighting against what you believe in, that hate your values, hate your family values, then you need to check out Patriot Mobile. You may not realize that Big Mobile gives massive donations, millions and millions of dollars to the Democratic Party, Democratic candidates, and what's even worse than that, money to Planned Parenthood. If you have a cell phone, and about 99% of you do, you need to switch to Patriot Mobile. Now, let's talk about them as a company. Number one, you get the same exact service you've been used to. You use the same towers you're using right now. But when you pay your bill, something amazing happens. They take about 5% of your bill at no extra cost to you. And they give it back to conservative organizations and causes that support our First and Second Amendment rights, that support the rights of unborn children. And they also give donations to those that have fought for our country, to first responders that risk their lives and get hurt on the job, and to wounded warriors who need financial help and aid. That is why I love Patriot Mobile. Switching is really easy now. In 2024, switching is like not a big deal. It used to be miserable. You'd be in the store for hours. Not when you switch to Patriot Mobile. All you got to do is call them. 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Or online at patriotmobile.com/Ben. That's patriotmobile.com/Ben. When you call them, use the promo code Ben. You'll also get free activation. So make the switch and make a difference with every phone call you make. PatriotMobile.com/Ben or 972-PATRIOT. Take a listen to Trump's lawyer back and forth with Justice Jackson. And you can hear, I'm reading into this, but I believe this is a clear indication that even she knows that the Supreme Court is going to rule in favor, more than likely, for Donald Trump when it comes to presidential immunity. Listen carefully.
Potential for criminal liability is taken off the table. Wouldn't there be a significant risk that future presidents would be emboldened to commit crimes with abandon while they're in office? It's right now the fact that we're having this debate because OLC has said that presidents might be prosecuted. Presidents from the beginning of time have understood that that's a possibility. That might be what has kept this office from turning into the kind of crime center that I'm envisioning. But once we say, no criminal liability, Mr. President, you can do whatever you want, I'm worried that we would have a worse problem than the problem of the president feeling constrained to follow the law while he's in office.
Now, you hear her there. She's like, in other words, I want to rewrite 234 years of precedent because I don't like Donald Trump. And she's saying, I believe that presidents are just going to start, you know, like over and over and over and over again, just breaking the law and go rogue. If we give them the ability, which, by the way, they've already had, to presidential immunity, like they've already had it. And I want you to listen to Trump's lawyer's response. It is a very clear and concise response to this activist Supreme Court justice.
I respectfully disagree with that because the regime you've described is the regime we've operated under for 234 years. There has not been an expectation based on 234 years of unbroken political.
All right, let me ask you another question. Let me ask you another question about this.
By the way, you notice how fast she just moved on from that? She didn't want to hear his answer. She wanted to put her statement up there that she was a good lefty on the Supreme Court. And his response, I'm going to read it for you. I respectfully disagree with that because the regime you've described is the regime we've operated under for 234 years. And then she's like, crap, that didn't work. Okay, I want to move on from that. I have another question to ask you. And when the Supreme Court arguments turn into basically like TV talking points, like two talking heads debating, that's when you know there's probably a problem here, okay? And when the left goes rogue in this way, when the extreme justices on the court won't even listen to the answer, it's the writing is pretty much on the wall here. And by the way, that wasn't the only justice that went crazy today at the Supreme Court. Justice Sotomayor did it as well.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sotomayor got in on this action, and I think it's because she wanted to make a real clear point that she also hates Donald Trump. And you just heard what I let you hear from Jackson, and it was pretty, you know, extreme. And then listen to Sotomayor. Well, she goes even more extreme in her questioning. Here's her back and forth with also the lawyer who's representing Trump at the Supreme Court.
Can be alleged, but it has to be proven. Malum in se is a concept long viewed as appropriate in law, that there's some things that are so fundamentally evil that they have to be protected against. Now, I think, and your answer below, I'm going to give you a chance to say if you stay by it, if the president decides that his rival is a corrupt person and he orders the military or orders someone to assassinate him, is that within his official acts that for which he can get immunity?
It would depend on the hypothetical, but we can see that could well be an official act.
He could, and why? Because he's doing it for personal reasons. He's not doing it like President Obama is alleged to have done it, to protect the country from a terrorist. He's doing it for personal gain. And isn't that the nature of the allegations here, that he's not doing them, doing these acts in furtherance of an official responsibility? He's doing it for personal gain.
I agree with that characterization of the indictment, and that confirms immunity, because the characterization is that there's a series of official acts that were done for an unlawful purpose.
No, because immunity says even if you did it for personal gain, we won't hold you responsible. How could that be?
That's an extremely strong doctrine in this court's case law in cases like Fitzgerald.
Well, we go back to Justice Thomas's question.
See, if you want to know why elections are so important, this is exactly why. Because when you allow people to get on the Supreme Court like Sotomayor, who are so radical and hate Donald Trump, they actually act like the crazies that we see on the streets at these universities right now, for example. I mean, listen to her question. This is at the Supreme Court level. If the president decides that his rival is a corrupt person and he orders the military to assassinate him, is that within his official acts for which he can give immunity? This is what they have been doing to Trump. And you got to understand now, this is about scoring political points, right? You now have Supreme Court justices saying that Donald Trump is going to go out there and assassinate his political rivals. When in reality, what was happening was the Democratic Party was coming after Donald Trump, trying to put him in jail, trying to take his property away from him, trying to frame him for crimes, trying to get others to turn on him, going after people that ran his campaign, going after General Flynn, trying to get any dirt on they could to then kick him out of office, trying to impeach him over a dossier that they knew was created by them, having an FBI that was going after him, having an FBI that would protect at all costs Joe Biden, having an FBI that was there to protect Hunter Biden, having an FBI that was not allowing for interviews of the Biden crime family and was allowing the money to flow into the United States of America at a record level. Like, if you want to know who was assassinating their political opponent, you got to understand this is what they do in third world countries. They lock up people like Mandela. They lock up their political rivals. They just try to kill them. Well, look at what they've tried to do to Donald Trump. Hey, don't run again. If you do, Well, if you do, then it's game on, right? If you do, we're going to have some real problems here. And this is why I believe that the Supreme Court is probably going to rule in favor of Donald Trump, because of the arguments and how radical the arguments were by the left justices. The Associated Press put it this way. The U.S. Supreme Court is taking up Donald Trump's bid to avoid prosecution over his efforts to overturn his 2020 election loss to Democrat Joe Biden. Argument set to begin at 10 a.m. Trump's lawyers argue the former presidents are entitled to absolute immunity for their official acts. Otherwise, they say, politically motivated prosecutions of former occupants of the Oval Office would become routine, which is exactly what we've just witnessed of this president. And presidents couldn't function as the commander-in-chief if they had to worry about criminal charges after they left office, which, by the way, is exactly what they've just done to Donald Trump for the last 3 years. And we all know it. Lower courts have rejected those arguments, including a unanimous three-judge panel and an appeals court in Washington, which, by the way, they forget to leave out the AP. It's a very liberal court that gets overruled by the Supreme Court all the time. And even if the high court resoundingly follows suit, the timing of its decision may be as important as the outcome, the AP writes. That's because Trump, the presumptive 2024 Republican presidential nominee, has been pushing to delay the trial until after the November election. Why? It's not because he's afraid of the outcome. It's because he doesn't want to be tied up in court while he should be actually running for president of the United States of America. And this is the reason why Democrats are obsessed with this case. They want him to be in court, just like he's stuck in court every day now in New York City and not out there campaigning over a ridiculous hush money trial that the feds wouldn't even bring against Trump. It's basically double jeopardy. And so they have him stuck in court so he can't do his rallies. The AP goes on to write, the justices issue their decision, the more likely he is to succeed. So I love how the AP is like, well, he's delaying it. No, he's trying to delay it so he can run for president of the United States of America. He's running. This is election interference. Democrats are trying to interfere with the election. The Associated Press is trying to Jedi mind trick you into believing somehow this is Trump's fault because he's trying to avoid basically having to deal with the music, right? Having to deal with being guilty of something. No, he's the Republican nominee, and they're trying to get him in court every single day, and every day he's in court instead of out there campaigning is a massive advantage in election interference by the DOJ, by the FBI, by the Biden administration, who, by the way, is running against him. If you're Joe Biden and you're the Biden campaign, where is the best place for Donald Trump to be every day? In court. Now, the court typically issues its last opinions by the end of June, which is roughly 4 months before the election. So what does that mean? It's very clear. Very clear. Democrats want this to come quickly. And they want it to come quickly for one reason and one reason only. They don't want him to be able to campaign. I think they know this is crap. I think they understand it is. I think you can tell from Justice Sotomayor and Jackson just how ridiculous this entire thing is, the Supreme Court. And I think there's a very good chance they're going to come down and they're going to say, yes, the president for the last 234 years has presidential immunity on a basic level. And not only that, but if he didn't, then the president couldn't do their job. This is election interference. That's what it is, folks. It's election interference. Plain and simple. They need him in court, and if they can keep him in court, they win.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny. the warmth of Fredo and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I want to also get to something else here, and it deals with the economy. You may have seen that, I mean, the Dow was down like 600 points at some point, which was shocking, and we're now learning more about what's happening. The White House is coming out defending the terrible economic news. White House brought out their top guy, Bernstein, who said that Biden's economy is, quote, great, and we will defend it all day long. This is grocery inflation, according to Consumer Price Index, has been zero, they say, for the past 2 months. Well, guess what? You're paying countless dollars more now for groceries than you did a year, two, 3 years ago, and everybody knows it. So the White House just flat out lying to your face. Listen to this.
Now, we've seen a lot of news about energy from this president, you know, limiting LNG exports when it comes to future permits to non-free trade agreements. You've seen the Alaska Wildlife Refuge taking 13.3 million acres off the table. That's putting pressure on gas prices, which have been inching up over the past month. And we've seen overall CPI inflation go up, maybe because of that. Are you worried that inflation is not gone, first of all, and, you know, it's here to stay?
We have a lot more work to do on lowering costs on behalf of the American people, and that is absolutely at the heart of our agenda, whether it's negotiating lower prescription drug prices, capping the price of insulin at $35 a month, saving millions of Americans $800 a year on their insurance coverage. Our work is definitely
not done. Jared, lowering those costs are only for a small portion of Americans. You know, a lot of Americans are feeling all the gas prices going up. They're feeling, you know, a 19% increase in all items, grocery items up 21% since President Biden came into office. This is what people are feeling.
Hold on. Let's unwrap a lot of that, because I do want to get to the gas price. So grocery inflation, at least according to the Consumer Price Index, has been zero for the past 2 months. Now, that doesn't mean that grocery prices are back to where we'd like to see them, but grocery inflation has flattened a great deal, and that certainly helps, especially at a time when people's paychecks are beating prices. Again, 13 months in a row, in a year-over-year basis, mid-wage workers' wages have beat prices. Their buying power is going up. Now, let's talk about gas. So one of the things that...
I just have to laugh here for a second. The stats, as he's saying this, are up on the screen. As the White House is lying to them, like, well, hold on. I mean, things are great. Right? We'll defend this economy all day long. We think it's amazing. How many of you think it's amazing? The majority of Americans, by the way, do not believe that things are amazing right now, because we're seeing that Bidenomics clearly equals major inflation, and everybody knows it. We're witnessing it right now. In fact, Bloomberg put it this way on Bloomberg TV earlier today.
This isn't going to make for great reading this morning in the Oval Office, is it? Bidenomics equals inflation. That is not what Bidenomics, the narrative, was supposed to land with.
Well, that's not what it represents. And look, I understand this is your poll. You're going to promote it. But I think overall...
I love this. Gene Sperling is White House, okay? He's a White House guy. The guy, he's like, well, this is your poll, right? The polling shows the American people believe that Bidenomics is a disaster and that the president is not paying attention to just how bad it is in this country economically. And so his response is, well, this is your poll at Bloomberg. And this, you guys are, you're promoting your poll. Okay. So you're saying at the same time, screw you to the American people, right? That's what you're saying. Am I wrong? You're saying, well, I don't care what the poll says, and the American people are hurting. The American people, we don't care that they're saying that Bidenomics isn't working very well. We're going to keep running with this. Now, Bloomberg also came up with this. Listen to this. 3/4 of swing state voters say that Biden is responsible for how they feel about the economy right now. And Trump has increased his leads over Biden in swing states.
And a majority of swing state voters, Mattis, see worsening economic conditions in the coming months. So that doesn't spell optimism for the Biden camp. Less than 1 in 5 respondents say they expect inflation and interest rates to be lower by the end of the year. And then more than 3/4 say that Biden is responsible for how they feel about the economy, which isn't a very good mood. And more than half said that he is very responsible.
More than half say he's very responsible, and 3/4 say, yeah, it's Biden, is responsible for how they feel about the economy. So the numbers are coming out. The numbers are clear. The American people are holding Joe Biden accountable for Bidenomics, and they're holding them accountable for how bad things are right now in this country. Janet Yellen coming out, Treasury Secretary, saying we have to have a sustainable fiscal policy. And President Biden is committed to that. Really? Because you guys are spending $1 trillion every 100 day with a Biden budget, right? So this is the promise. Now, the president is even out there today saying that we got to get things under control in Syracuse, New York. All right. And what did he have to say? He's touting infrastructure. Infrastructure, folks, listen.
And all folks all over the years, I've asked business leaders like Sanjay, because the other team kept criticizing me for wanting to make these investments, you know, things like the infrastructure bill, which is over $1 trillion. We're going to have an infrastructure decade coming. Last guy had infrastructure week and never showed up. But
that's your president of the United States of America. The other team kept criticizing me for wanting to make these investments. We have an infrastructure decade coming. Last guy had infrastructure week and never showed up. And the audience laughed. There's your pre-planned line by the president. Now, look, that may work in a room, okay, with people that are paying to see you, paying to be there, wanting to give you money because they believe in socialism. But even listen to the president here saying, quote, we're exporting American jobs. And you're supposed to clap for this.
And it's clear we have the strongest economy in the world. That's a fact. 15 million new jobs created in 3.5 years. Unemployment hasn't been this low for this long for 50 years. Wages are rising. Instead of importing foreign products, we're exporting and exporting American jobs. We're exporting American products and creating American jobs.
We're exporting American jobs? It's clear we have the strongest economy in the world. Ask the American people. They're not buying the lies that you're telling them right now. They're not buying this idea that you guys are somehow killing it because they're living with these insanely high prices that we're dealing with right now. It is obvious that the president of the United States of America is in real trouble when it comes to the economy and the American people. I'll give you another headline. Biden's gains against Trump vanish on deep economic issues. New poll shows the president is trailing Trump in 6 of 7 swing states as a majority of poll respondents see the economy worsening by the end of the year. And what does he say? He says everything's great. Donald Trump coming out to the media talking about these new numbers as he's stuck in court with clear election interference. Here is what he had to say about Bidenomics.
As you probably have heard, some very big things have happened, but the biggest seems to be that the GDP just announced it's all the way down to 1.6%, and it's heading south. It's going to get worse. Gas prices in California were just also announced at $7.60. Gasoline is going way up. Energy costs are going way up. And the stock market is, in a sense, crashing. The numbers are very bad. This is Bidenomics. It's catching up with him. It's lucky that it's catching up before he leaves office as opposed to after he leaves office. But this is Bidenomics. It's destroying our country at the border, destroying our country with other countries. They no longer respect the United States. I think the dollar's in tremendous trouble in terms of currency. This is going to be the standard, and it's going to be the standard with me. With Biden, you're going to lose. The dollar is the standard. That'll be like losing the biggest war we've ever lost. And it's a shame, but it's all the way down to 1.6. And I'll tell you, nobody thought that would be possible. And it looks like it's heading down from there.
President Donald Trump telling you the truth. The GDP just announced it's all the way down to 1.6, and it's heading south. Gasoline is going way up. Energy costs are going way up. This is Bidenomics. This, by the way, is what the election is going to be about. This is exactly what it should be about. And when it was announced this morning, calling it stagflation, here's what it sounded like.
At first quarter GDP, the annual rate 1.6% between January and March. The expectation was 2.4%. This is a much lower than anticipated number. As a refresher, the final 3 months of last year, growth was 3.4%. So we're going from 3.4% all the way down to 1.6%. The consumer is slowing down. Inflation remains high. The Atlanta Fed, as of now, has their GDP now number at 2.7. So there you have it, 1.6%. First look at first quarter.
I don't see how Joe Biden overcomes this. And this is exactly why they're going to try to lock up Donald Trump. This is what it's all about. Make sure you share this podcast with your family and friends. Please don't forget to write us a 5-star review. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.